Hi, I'm Tim Eby, General Manager at St. Louis Public Radio. I'm very proud to welcome Sarah Fenske as the new host of St. Louis on the Air. I started off our conversation with Sarah talking about her background. She's originally from Cleveland and went to college in Ohio, and she told me what sparked her interest in journalism.
So I was actually pre-law when I went into college, and I went to one of these little liberal arts colleges that was designed to train you for nothing practical in the real world. So I thought, oh, I'll study political science. And while I was trying to learn how to do quantitative methods, I ended up on the side getting involved with the campus newspaper, and I absolutely fell in love with what we were doing there. And I started to realize how much more I loved that than going to class. And so while it was fine as far as being an undergrad, I certainly finished my degree and, you know, acquitted myself decently. When I was thinking about, do I really want to go to law school and pay somebody $50,000 a year to learn something that I'm not sure I want to do? Or could I maybe try to find somebody to pay me to go be a journalist? And so at that point, I started looking for newspaper jobs. And I ended up starting in a small town that's maybe about 30, 40 minutes outside of Cleveland called Lorain. Mm-hmm. I was at the Lorain Morning Journal. And from there, I ended up working for newspapers in Cleveland and then in Houston and then in Phoenix and then in St. Louis and then in Los Angeles, and then back to St. Louis. And so I have spent about 20 years being a print newspaper reporter and editor.
And you've won awards. You've got more than two decades of experience. What has been the most valuable experience or lesson that you've learned as a journalist?
Just to have compassion for the people I'm covering. I think a lot of us get into this profession because we want to bust the powers that be. We want to kind of knock some heads together and root out corruption. But the longer I've been in this business, the more I've learned that for everybody we write about, these are real people and they have lives that we will never be able to touch, what their hopes and their dreams are. And I think I've just learned a little more human sympathy as I've been doing this as long as I have.
Now, St. Louis on the Air, it's our signature program here at St. Louis Public Radio. It's been on the air since 1996. What is it about the show and the opportunity to become host that excites you?
There is so much that excites me about this. Frankly, it's very humbling to be asked to join this show because it has such a long legacy of having so many interesting conversations and talking to so many interesting people. And I'm just so excited by the opportunity to do that. I'd be lying if I didn't say that I was also a little freaked out by that. I understand that your listeners are very engaged. They're really passionate about this city. They're passionate about what the radio station is doing. And I want to live up to that passion that they bring. And I hope that I'll be able to do that. I'd say the thing I'm most excited about is getting an opportunity to have some in-depth conversations with St. Louisans about St. Louis. I'm not from here, but I have a deep passion for this city. I would say at this point I love it, and I'm committed to trying to make it better. And I feel like one of the ways we can do that is to help people understand it more. And one of the ways that St. Louis on the Air has been doing that is to bring in the interesting people who are making things happen and to put those conversations in front of your listeners. And so I'm really excited to be facilitating that.
Having spent several years in St. Louis, and like you, I'm not a native, but feel very connected to this place. What do you think people in this area care about?
I think St. Louisans are very passionate about the culture here. They're passionate about food. They're passionate about politics. They're passionate about equity. I think they've learned a lot of things about themselves in the last decade, and they're committed to trying to take some steps to change this place. And I think that's a really exciting conversation that the city has been having with itself, and I'm excited about trying to advance that as well.
So your role is not only as the full-time host of St. Louis on the Air, but also as a producer. What do you hope that you'll be able to contribute to the team of producers that works on this program?
So having been a journalist in this town for, I'd say, more than 5 years at this point, one thing that I do have is a lot of sources and contacts, and they're constantly coming to me with story ideas. And one of the reasons I was really interested in this job when I started talking to St. Louis Public Radio was that chance to also be pitching stories and to be bringing ideas to the table. So I don't intend to just sit in this desk and ask questions that somebody else has put in front of me. I want to be out there reporting my own pieces, getting to know even more sources, getting to know even more people within the community who want their stories told, and helping them find a way to tell that makes sense for radio. It's going to be a learning curve for me to learn how to do that on the radio, but I know there's a professional team here that's been doing a great job with this show, and I think they're going to do everything they can to help me learn what I need to know.
Well, what issues will you want to talk about on St. Louis on the Air? What direction do you see the program going?
Well, I would say number one, I really am a political junkie and I have kind of a hard news orientation at heart. So I wouldn't be surprised if the show goes a little more in that direction than what it's been. Certainly, there's been a lot of good political coverage there, but I intend to really want to increase that. But in my years of running the Riverfront Times, I've also gotten a really good look at the culture of this town. And I feel like the more that we can talk about what people here are doing to tell the stories of people, whether they're immigrants, whether they're small business owners, that's how we're going to get to better understand St. Louis and what's happening in it. So I want to bring those stories to the table as well.
What else would you like our audience to know about you?
That's a very good question. So I'm the mother of two very young girls. One is about to turn 4, and the other is about 6 months old. And that has been sort of the most exciting, surprising challenge I've had up till this point. I'm hoping that taking on this new job at your station is going to be less challenging than having two little girls running around, but I hope it's going to be equally exciting and equally surprising and rewarding in many of the same ways.
Well, Sarah, this is so exciting to have you joining us at St. Louis on the Air and with St. Louis Public Radio. We're looking forward to you coming on board. And so thanks.
Thank you. I'm so excited about this opportunity.
Sarah Finsky is the new host of St. Louis on the Air here on St. Louis Public Radio. We're so happy to welcome her on board, and we look forward to hearing her on the air coming soon.